Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I want to tell you something. Those of you that may have listened to this last hour when John and I were discussing all these odds makers and everything, and regarding this election, this rings of the same stuff that we saw in 2016. When you look at the states that are supposedly going to fall to the Democrats, of course, that's the blue wall. I just don't understand the logic. Well, yeah, I do understand the logic. I understand the logic to this. However, one thing I do know about polls and betting odds and all this other stuff is that I don't know that much about them. I don't know that much about the people putting it out there. I do recognize the trend, the uniformity, if you will. And that's the red flag. Everybody's in the 60 percentile saying Joe Biden's going to win. And I just don't understand it. I really don't. Simply because Joe Biden has been in government for 47 years. Let's play this stupid game and say Joe Biden wins. Is that going to put Antifa to rest? No. Is that going to put Black Lives Matter to rest? No. Or maybe it will. I don't know. Maybe they'll go ahead and defund police and all this other stuff. But if they do what they say they're going to do, then we all get to make a decision. If they're going to pack the court, if they're going to try to impose one party rule and get out there and call it democracy, well, you know what they say about something that hits you in the back being called rain. I was not going to, Dr. Lott, this is not his wheelhouse, this is mine. And in my wheelhouse, there's nothing definite till it is in the books. That's the way it worked out in 2016. I had this feeling in 2016. In April of 2016, I had this feeling in April of 2016. Simply because the Democrats, as divided as the nation are, the Democrats have their own little divisions going on all over the place. All over the place. Now, the big difference between the Democrats and the Republicans is the Democrats will get out there and simply tell you, we'll take a win, any kind of win we'll get. And some of the Republicans want to get out there and say, well, this is not gentlemanly, this is not decorum, this is not this, this is not that. And we do need to sort of adopt that kind of guerrilla warfare mentality. And if we don't, then we're going to have to really adopt it. We're going to have to really adopt it. But I don't know how this is going to play. I really don't know how, if everybody out there were to look at these odds websites, everybody would get very, very disappointed and very, and I think that's why they exist. So you'll go there and you'll look at these, you're trying to find some corroboration, some reassurance of what you feel in your instincts, in your gut, And, well, it's not going to be there. And once again, when I look at that, I just look at this and I'm like, why would we get out there and just allow this to happen without putting up a, you know, putting up some resistance? Which, looking at it, the electoral map comes down 334 to 204 for Biden. There's just no way, given what happened last time. And the fact that the media is so vehement about this. I mean, the media is outright verbally combative with this administration, which is fine. They can do that. This is not royalty, without a doubt. But while they're out there talking about the sanctity, you know, the sanctity and the tradition of the office, while they're treating the office like it's, you know, trash because of who's in it. And here we have the most effective. He's the single most effective individual in government out there today. And I don't think I'm the only one that thinks that. I don't think I'm the deluded one. I don't think they don't have all of Black America, which they have to have 90% of Black America. They don't. They don't. They have to have a big majority of Latins, you know, Latin Hispanics. They don't. There's a record out there now. Everybody knows Trump's presided over there. And in the last few years, I mean, you know, James Carville was the one that coined the phrase, it's the economy, stupid. when you got 401ks going up, see, everybody gets out there with it. You know, the stock market doesn't mean anything for me. It does if you have some sort of retirement fund, because it's probably invested in that. So, you know, there's a lot of variables in play here, and the last people I would be listening to would be anybody doing any polls and anybody doing any media about it. Frank Luntz, who is a pollster, who, you know, I don't believe him any more than I believe anybody else, but he came away from the debate saying that in his focus group, the people there were now less likely to vote at all. But that's only in the base. See, the independent, the base is already set up. And, you know, do you think Joe Biden has more of the base than Hillary Clinton did? Really? Between Biden and Kamala Harris, you think they have more of the base than Hillary Clinton did? So, you know, I'm just trying to apply my Spock logic here, because I'm looking at some of this stuff. And I don't want you guys to fret over this election, because if it does go sideways, if they do steal it, because I don't see a way legitimately they can win it. You know, I'm looking at some of the states that they are saying are going to go this way, that way. I don't know how they know this. In Michigan, where there are gun owners coming out of every pore that I know of there, they're saying it's 70% Democrat. So, it just, I sit here and I look at some of this stuff and I'm just like, you think I'm stupid, don't you? So I, you know, for anybody that's a pollster or anything out there, if somebody could actually come to me and tell me how you came to this, give me the sample and show me what the sample was. And don't come to me and say, well, it's 38% Democrat and 29% Republican, and then sit here and try to tell me, well, yeah, I believe every word you just said. So I'm not going to fret over this right now. I'll fret over it the day after if it does go the way some people think it's going to go. I don't think so. But we'll see. We're definitely going to see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So Donald Trump has the Wuhan pangolin virus, and of course he does because it's 2020. And how could he not have it? This year, you take the most random scenario, you multiply it by 10, you gobble a handful of brown acid and just go with it. And even though the whole thing spins even more out of control than you ever imagined. But the question now, a few people are worried about this, is how does this, what does this mean for the campaign? But I'd be sort of willing to think this might help Trump a little bit. Joe Biden's got to be worried. Or maybe his handlers, they have to be worried. That crusty crustacean is probably still napping, trying to sleep off the hangover from all the namenda and crank they pumped into him last Tuesday to keep him upright for an hour and a half. But in any case, change is frightening, and this changes the nature of the campaign. No one, including the Geppettos who pulled Biden-Nokio's strings, know what's going to happen. Their Chauncey Gardner victory plan has been disrupted, and it's not like they've got the most flexible candidate. Suddenly, Biden is not the only one who's going to try and do a presidential run from his house. And all of the advantages Biden had of being able to hide and not be the center of attention suddenly vanish. And all the problems associated with being in the spotlight vanish for Trump. Now, while most people who are not sissies enjoy Trump's two-fisted take-no-prisoner style, Trump fatigue can be a real thing. He can be exhausting to the weak and squishy who sadly make up the substantial part of the electorate. This diagnosis gives him a chance to pull back, to chill a bit, and when he does, that, you know, that his approval tends to rise as his achievements speak for themselves. Up until this point, Trump has been running a center of attention campaign, talking to the press all the time, doing tons of events, and generally being on our faces while Gropey Joe has been in his basement. Joe Biden has been happy to be out of the spotlight since direct light is hardly flattering. He and his controllers would prefer to have him on his Barca lounger, slurping his mush and staring at his stories. But now Trump has options. He does not have to be the focus every day, giving his self-supporters a respite from his restless energy. He couldn't stop doing press and rally events before without drawing scrutiny, but now he can. Ditto dodging the next debate. He can do it if he wants or not do it if he wants with no fallout. He can still talk to the press if he feels like it. He'll just have to be in a plastic bubble. But if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to, and then you have a press with no one to talk to, so maybe the pressure grows on Joe to fill the void. And when Joe fills a void, it's like when Nadler fills his trousers. Then there's a couple of other intangibles. The first is that this is yet another moment where the Democrat left comes off the leash and starts saying out loud all the things they're only supposed to say under their breath. They are literally dancing around, hoping that Donald Trump will die and that his wife will die too. And this is actually sort of repellent to most normal people. Since normal human beings are not a key leftist demographic, they probably don't understand what psychos they sound like. And the Democrats had to put the message out to their legions to stop rioting because this was freaking out the squares, and then stop trashing Amy Coney Barrett for liking Jesus and not being a barren, whiny feminist shrew because this was also freaking out the squares, and now publicly cheering on the death of the president and his wife. Well, that will further freak out the squares. And there's a lot more squares voting than the edgy elitists who think being avant-garde means tweeting about how they hope Trump dies. Trump is going to get sympathy from normal people. The big question for the next 2 weeks is going to be, how is Donald Trump doing? Not what did Donald Trump do now? Him being sick also makes it harder for the leftist media to drop their daily bombshell on him. How are they supposed to pick on this poor, sick guy? But as Trump well knows, the big story is now going to be his condition. Within a few minutes of his diagnostic tweet, everyone had forgotten about Proud Boys and taxes and all the other. This will totally get Trump nonsense. We should say, congratulations, Mr. President. You now control the news cycle even more than usual. And he's going to be fine. He's going to get the very best medical care in the world. He is the President of the United States. And after burning up a couple of weeks in the White House, he's going to close the election with a barnstorming tour across the United States, the likes of which we haven't yet seen, which will highlight his potency and contrast it with old fingers' decrepitude. and it's going to be a combat tour, and it will be fresh, and all the rallies and things could have gotten old. But there will be double the attention on them now in the last couple of weeks because he's the underdog, right? Just like he was before in the last election. He's come back from beating the disease, and also because we haven't seen him at a rally every day, Trump the showman has to know this. And he's going to triumph over this disease like he triumphed over the disastrous Obama economy and our garbage establishment track record of failure. And this will show his strength and position. This will put him in a place where his comeback will be in there since he's now the plucky underdog. Biden's handlers could, you know, they'd better be worried because their plan just got disrupted. And once again, the president has seized the initiative. This will be problematic for them. In the meantime, while all of this is going on, we still have yet to hear from the DOJ. We've heard leaks and other things, which, you know, now the DOJ is running their own little information operation, and they have put out there that Hillary Clinton was the one that actually put together all of the Russian collusion hoax, and they're going to get out there and prove that, and then they're going to show where the Clinton campaign briefed the Obama administration on it. Because they're all good elitists together, you know? So, that's coming. So, between now and the middle of the month, the president will probably be laying low. He'll do what he wants. He has nothing but options at this particular moment. And, now at this point, and he has a very deep bench as well. Pence will get out there and Pence will show what sort of a solid operator he can be, which I suspect is quite solid. And plus he still has the debate between he and Kamala Harris, and we'll see how that goes. But, do not despair, America. It isn't over yet. And even if things go sideways, we still hold the veto. Just, we have options. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Sending my prayers for the health and safety of the First Lady and President of the United States after they tested positive for COVID-19.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's comments at an event in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The vice president continues.
My wife Jill and I prayed that they'll make a quick and full recovery. This is not a matter of politics. It's a bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously.
The latest health update of President Trump is that he's said to be energetic as he's quarantined with the virus. He and the First Lady are feeling mild symptoms, but staying in good spirits. Stocks are closing lower after cutting some losses following the diagnosis of the president, the Dow losing 134 points to finish at 27,682. This is USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump's positive coronavirus test changes the dynamic of ongoing negotiations over a new stimulus package.
This kind of changes the dynamic because here they see the reality of what we have been saying all along.
Pelosi also striking an optimistic tone, saying that she believes a deal will be done with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin that will include another round of $1,200 stimulus checks. The U.S. economy adding 661,000 jobs in September, while the unemployment rate fell from 8.4% in August to 7.9% last month. That's according to newly released statistics from the Labor Department. The economy has recovered around half of the 22 million jobs lost due to lockdowns and other measures in response to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, former Vice President Joe Biden is the captain now. He said during the presidential debate, the party is me. Right now, I am the Democratic Party. I am the Democratic Party right now. This debate did not touch on gun control. Amidst the arguing and speaking over one another, they touched on Supreme Court nominees, law enforcement, riots, and looting. The topic of gun rights or gun control wasn't addressed. The former vice president, though, told the American public exactly where he is on gun control when he uttered that phrase. He wants more of it. He wants a lot more of it. The Democrat and the Democratic Party adopted the Biden-Harris platform at their convention earlier this year that laid out their plans to enact unprecedented gun control. It is a ban plan. It is an elimination plan and a watch list plan that would strip law-abiding Americans, you, of your God-given rights and do nothing to address crime reduction, because it's never been about crime reduction. So their ban plan, they want to ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, even though, you know, I keep talking about this, the FBI UCR just came out yet again. Rifles don't do nearly as much bad stuff as they say they do. They malign the personal defense weapon by attempting to equate it with an automatic firearm used by the military. And, you know, what they want to ban are semi-automatic firearms over cosmetic features and make technology that's more than 100 years old illegal. They would ban the manufacture and sale of the most popular selling centerfire rifle on the market today. Then there's the elimination plan. They would eliminate online sales of guns and ammunition, denying you the ability to shop online and purchase firearms. And, you know, I don't know how exactly that would work, because as it is set up right now, that doesn't actually exist. You can buy a gun by making the purchase online, and then it has to be transferred from an FFL holder to another FFL holder before you can take possession of it, at which time you have to take a background check, even though you've already paid for it. So the face-to-face transaction occurs. But they're still telling the lie that you can buy a gun online, even though there's a whole bunch of new people out there, 5 million or so new people out there that are out there saying, well, no, that's not true, because they found out the hard way. And this background check, this would be universal. So this means we're going to have a gun registry. We're going to have a gun registry. Biden knows this because, you know, during his time as the Obama second fiddle, he saw the same NIJ report that Obama saw, where they told him there is no way that we can track this unless we have a gun registry. So now we got that. And the only way to, and then what this means is if they have a gun registry with universal background checks, that means they can come in at any time they want and check your inventory. Because they're going to come in and catalog your guns. His plan would criminalize private firearm transfers, whether that be a sale or a father, you know, me loaning a gun to my sons. Me loaning a gun to a friend. The right would be eliminated and worse, criminalized. This is why I say it's a lot easier to beat him at the ballot box than it's going to be at the bullet box, because the bullet box is where we're headed. But then there's the watch list plan, and, you know, his plan to enact universal background checks will create registries that will put innocent Americans on government watch lists. That's regulation that is barred by federal law, but they've got a plan for that, too. He would force states to create a licensing scheme for firearm ownership, and Americans would be forced to pay a fee to exercise the right. Illinois gives the insight, you know, to the calamity that awaits. Illinois has among the strictest gun control laws, but the firearms owner identification card is a train wreck. State has a backlog of more than 3 months and more than 135,000 applications to process a card to allow citizens to exercise their rights. But then, he's not going to be satisfied with that. He wants to go further and mandate how you store the gun in your home. And he disregards the Supreme Court stuck such a requirement in the landmark. They struck that in the Heller decision. The opinion, written by the late Justice Antonin Scalia, did more than affirm the Second Amendment as an individual right. They also struck down the D.C. law that a firearm must be kept in a home with a trigger lock as unconstitutional. This is the ship that Biden is piloting. The ship has no rudder. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said the party would drift further left as Biden is elected. And he's putting his party on a collision course with the Constitution, the Supreme Court, and the voters. And Biden is the captain now. As we sail on this cruise ship, I can tell you categorically that there will be no guns found where I live. There will be none. I don't know what I'm going to do as far as the contingency plan is concerned. There's going to be a lot of people to say, well, this is going to be tight. This, if it does happen this way, this is always the fallback. If it doesn't happen this way, we're going to take him to court. Which is why Amy Coney Barrett is so, you know, important. That's why all of these judges are so important. And am I to believe that all of the freedom-loving America, there's more people that are leftists in the United States than there are people that love freedom? And the independents, all of you independents out there, are you just that apathetic to where you're just going to let this happen? You're going to let a bunch of people that They're coming for you. They're not just coming for me. They're not just coming for me because I say the unpopular, politically incorrect stuff. Without a doubt, they'll try. But, I mean, they're not going... It's not going to be a... You won't ever see me submitting. If that's what it comes to. You won't see that happening. I know that I'm not alone. And I take comfort in the fact that I know that I'm not alone. Way too many. I know way too many people. I know too many veterans. But this is the thing, and I had this discussion earlier today. If the gun owners in the United States would just get completely, totally active, we would never have this discussion. But there's different levels of gun owners, and I know that. There's some people just have a gun because they think this is what they need for protection. They don't train with it. They very rarely carry it, if at all. It probably lives in the sock drawer. I get it. But we could usher this country into a new era of freedom simply by going and voting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. While the fake stream media, the Democrats, the late night talk hosts, and your leftist brother-in-law on Facebook are obsessively out there right now screaming that Trump didn't disavow racism and white supremacy for the 150th time using the language that only they demand he uses, let's do something a little different. Let's look at the overlooked response Vice President Joe Biden stumbled through on race and law and order. Here is the transcript, and I quote Chris Wallace, do you believe there's a separate but unequal system of justice for blacks in this country? Vice President Joe Biden, yes, there is. There's systemic injustice in this country in education and work and in law enforcement and the way in which it's enforced. First statement. But then we do the backtrack. But look, the vast majority of police officers are good, decent, honorable men and women. They risk their lives every day to take care of us. But there are some bad apples. And when they occur, when they find them, they have to be sorted out. They have to be held accountable. They have to be held accountable. And what I'm going to do as President of the United States is call together an entire group of people at the White House. Everything from civil rights groups to the police officers to the police chiefs. And we're going to work this out. We're going to work this out. So we change the way in which we have more transparency in which these things happen. These cops aren't happy to see what happened to George Floyd. These cops aren't happy to see what happened to Breonna Taylor. Most don't like it. But we have to have a system where people are held accountable. When, and by the way, violence in response is never appropriate. Never appropriate. Peaceful protest is. Violence is never appropriate. So let's begin with the last part, shall we? And by the way, violence in response is never appropriate, never appropriate. Peaceful protest is, violence is never appropriate. If you are vying for the job of President of the United States, the chief law enforcement officer in the country and on a national stage, your condemnation of violence plaguing the streets of America's largest cities is a throwaway afterthought beginning with a, and by the way. Maybe it's fair to say you aren't really making a forceful condemnation of violence. Also, who is perpetrating the violence, Mr. Biden? And who are the victims of this violence? Most importantly, whose job will it be to stop that violence, clean up after the violence, tend to the wounds resulting from that violence, put out the fire started by that violence, and track down, arrest, and prosecute the perpetrators of said violence? Answer, the first responders and cops you just threw under the bus is an extension of a systemically racist government. Unfortunately, in the real world, you cannot have it both ways. Biden says there's systemic injustice in this country in education and work and in law enforcement and the way in which it's enforced. And then he immediately attempted to claim that the vast majority of police officers are good, decent, honorable men and women. These two things can't be true systemically. It either is systemically everybody is decent that is in law enforcement with a few bad apples. But you cannot get out there and make that claim that systemically it is racist and then say, but most people in it are good to go. Now, if there is systemic injustice in the way the law is enforced, according to Biden and his BLM handlers, then how can those who are doing that racist enforcement, how can they also be good people? Whose side is Biden really on here? If he believes laws are enforced in a systemically racist and unjust way, he's saying that cops are guilty of racism in how they carry out their duty. There is no other interpretation of this statement available. There is no other context in which to take it. Now, furthermore, and probably even more importantly, if Biden believes that there's systemic injustice in this country in education and work and in law enforcement and the way it's enforced, isn't it fair to ask where this system came from? I think it's fair to ask that. And if anybody's paying attention, well, it came from Joe Biden. Whatever our system consists of in this country with regard to education, work, and law, the paper trail for our workplace education and law enforcement policies lead right back to the U.S. Congress where Joe Biden served as a senator since 1972, not counting the 8 years he served as the right-hand man for the President of the United States. If we're plagued by systemic racism in so many facets of our government, education, law, etc., what did Biden do to create these conditions? Because one thing he does on a regular basis is brag about his record. So let's take a look at his record. He is guilty of an embarrassing self-own here. He has been at the highest levels of government for nearly 20% of our country's history. If he actually did anything in all those years, then he must be responsible for this horribly racist system we're living under. And then the question becomes, why on earth would anyone concerned about our systemically racist country put the guy who had a hand in it, in creating this system, in charge of fixing it? I don't remember seeing anybody stage this particular argument this way. Let's segue real quick before we run out of time. Do you believe that Obama's ATF was so benevolently pro-Second Amendment they approved bunk stocks without an underlying anti-gun political purpose for doing so? The bump stock was part of the Obama-Biden-Holder-Clinton-Democrat plan to ban all magazine-fed semi-automatic guns, a goal that now presidential candidate Joe Biden still wants to see imposed on honest gun owners. Bump stock firing basically uses the recoil of a semi-automatic to shoot multiple rounds in rapid succession, similar to fully automatic machine gun fire, when it's just really, really enhanced sort of semi-automatic fire. By making semi-automatic firearms act significantly more like a machine gun, a semi-automatic gun ban would be easier to sell to the gun-ignorant public. Conflating fully automatic weapons with semi-automatic firearms has been part of the anti-gun playbook before the first assault weapon law was ever passed. Josh Sugarman, executive director and founder of the Violence Policy Center and mastermind of the assault weapon issue, wrote the following in his 1988 manifesto, Assault Weapons and Accessories in America. He writes, and I quote, "Assault weapons' menacing looks coupled with the public's confusion over fully automatic machine guns versus semi-automatic assault weapons, anything that looks like a machine gun is assumed to be a machine gun, can only increase the chance for public support for restrictions on these weapons." And from day one, it has shamelessly admitted that the stupid public would confuse semi-automatics with full automatics, which can only increase the chance. So, people like the NRA and other pro-Second Amendment advocates got out there and did a little public education campaign about semi-automatics, and the public better understands now that difference. So to revive this tactic, they brought in, you know, they allowed the bump stock. And Biden wants to regulate possession of existing assault weapons. He wants to put them under the NFA. And then he wants to try to buy them all back. But if you have two or three assault weapons, guess what? You got to pay a $200 tax stamp to keep them. But the bump stock was not the first Obama administration scheme to ban the semi-automatic firearm. He has a documented history of trying to do this. And his first plan to push semi-automatic gun ban, the Iron Pipeline gambit, failed. He wanted multiple reporting. This is all about Fast and Furious. That one failed. But Trump thwarted all of this, first by winning in 2016, and then by surgically removing the bump stock straw man as a threat to the Second Amendment right, which is hence where we get this whole thing with the change of rules. There's always more to the story than meets the eye. Always more to the story than meets the eye. Coming up on the third hour when we get back, we're going to be talking with, a writer who more people read his stuff than any other writer here in these United States, and that is Dean Weingarten. Finish up this week right. Sorry if I sound raspy. I got the bronchitis. Hour number three is inbound. Here we go. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.